Good morning, good morning. Good beautiful morning to you all. It's 4:22, and of course it is. 22 has an auspicious meaning for me in numerical, activational number sequences. However, that is not the topic for today's podcast. Hashtag awake with Angela Drake. Today's topic is five-star booty brew up the wazoo. Five-star booty brew up the wazoo. What? What, you say? What is that? Coffee enemas. Coffee enema. I'm lying here right now in my bathtub, and I'm like, where did this coffee go? This batch. Where is it? Because usually it just comes out quickly or wants to come out quickly and I'm struggling to hold it in. But this time I'm here right now with you as you're listening to me going, where did this 26 ounces of coffee go? And where it goes is into the gallbladder. And when you do a coffee enema correctly, the gills of the gallbladder will open up and that coffee will go in and it'll do its magic. And what does it exactly do? It goes in for a deep, deep, deep cleaning. And in that deep cleaning of this gallbladder release, this true meaning of grinds, right? Know thy shit, literally and figuratively. Know thy shit, literally and figuratively. The meaning of knowing thy shit is freedom from allergies, freedom from anger, freedom from emotional stagnation, triggers, ancestry, fuckery, unfucking yourself from anger, frustration, stuck, stagnation, locked in the gallbladder, flushing out the liver. So anger lives in emotional, totality of emotions live in the liver. The gallbladder functions as the colander of the whole entire body. And when the colander of the gallbladder gets clogged and coagulated, it's like a gallbladder where you're straining pasta, right? And so when the gallbladder gets coagulated and bile gets stuck and toxicity overload happens into the gallbladder, what ends up occurring in the body is allergies. It looks like allergies. And that colander needs to be drained and strained. And this is a big part of my work. My work as a holistic nutritionist, a biofield nutritionist. And what does that mean? I'll share with you what that means soon enough. When the gallbladder is flushed and the liver is flushed, clarity comes into the mind. The body works in a symbiotic, effortless ease, right? The body temple is remarkable, and self-healing occurs when the organ system is cleaned and flushed, cleaned, cleansed, and flushed. And the body is simply a bag of bones, if you will. It's a lot more sentient than that. There's an innate wisdom about this body that is a tremendous cellular alignment that functions in an innate state of a way when the organs are working effectively. And when the organs are working effectively, it looks like this. It looks like hydration, mineralization, and alkalinity. Alkalinization. So I have this way of wordology, or Angela verse, as people say about me. I'm a wordologist. And so alkalinity in the interior ecology of the inner environment of this body temple is hydration, mineralization, and the gut being alkaline and the organs being flushed. And it's as simple as when your oil light in your vehicle, in your car, goes on, what do? You take your car to the shop and you get your oil changed, right? I mean, like I do, when my oil light comes on in my car, I'm like, oh, I go today, I'm going now. I go there, I get it changed. And then my car's oil light goes off and it runs rather smoothly. Same thing with the body temple, same thing. When the eyes itch after you eat food, chew, okay? It's called the chew. When you chew and you start to clear your voice after you chew food and it looks like this. that whole annoyingness, do you know if you do that or not? Are you aware that when you chew food, what your body does? When you wake up, do your eyes itch? And then you call it allergies. And then you take some sort of pill that you think works for you and causes for you to feel better, right? It's a pill fuckery, right? You take a pill, you think you feel better after you take that pill. When really, ultimately, the truth is your gallbladder is clogged. And when your gallbladder is clogged and you chew, what ends up happening is that whole entire thing with quote unquote allergies. In my world of gallbladder flushing and liver flushing, removing all this stagnant, stuck coagulation and toxicity from my gallbladder and my liver daily, what ends up happening is the greatest thing ever. And it's clarity, and there's zero, absolutely zero allergies. How do I know this? I know this because I was a really super sick kid. So sick. In and out of the hospital, 6 months old, in the hospital for pneumonia, bronchitis. I had it all throughout my life until I was 15. 15, I had a near-death experience. I went into a coma, was visited by my family of light. And after that experience, I woke up with spiritual gifts, and the most beautiful thing happened. I had clairaudience, clairsentience, and clairvoyance. This knowingness came into me, and then began. I actually received my first juicer at 15 from this elder man. It was before 15. The juicer, stainless steel juicer, came into the family from this elder man called Mr. Biondi. My mother became friends with this beautiful elder man called Mr. Biondi, and he had no family. And my mom took him in, and he was a Spaniard, a beautiful Spanish man. And he left, when he passed, he gave my mom, prior to his passing, a juicer. And that juicer became my my gift into the world of phytonutrients. And what exactly does the effect of phytonutrients do into the body? Phytonutrients brings alkalinity into the gut. The gut is naturally, organically acidic. And when there is acidity in the gut, it clogs the gallbladder. That's toxicity into the gallbladder, toxicity into the liver, which then causes anger, energetics of anger stuck into the liver. And when the liver is coagulated, the liver is giving you the finger, and that shows up as allergies, which then shows up as anger management issues, which then shows up as a life, an ineffective life. And what would it be like for you to have an effective life and to own your own cellular wellness? And cellular wellness is a happy gallbladder and a happy liver. Liver, life, liver, life giver. The liver is the life giver of the body temple. Oh my gosh. Take a deep breath there. Do you want to be well? My question is, as I'm lying here on my right side, wondering where the fuck is this batch of coffee? Hasn't come out yet. I feel euphoric, absolutely euphoric. Episode 2, know thy shit.
Number two, get it? Number two, going number two. Yeah, anyway. It is a sense of euphoria being coffee enemas is a sense of euphoria. It's a utopic sense of owning my own wellness in my own sacred domain, in here now, in this bathtub, knowing that I am completely well. My body temple is happy. I am hydrated. My body, specifically, my body's personalized water protocol, which I put all of our patients on, is a water protocol, a mineralization protocol, and an alkalinity phytonutrient protocol, so that the body functions in an optimized, potentialized way of efficacy of stem cell therapy, which I'll talk about stem cells in a future, not far off future, podcast. What do stem cells do for the body? Oh my gosh, that's a juicy topic. So this coffee enema right now that I'm wondering, where are you? My gallbladder's like, thank you. My liver's celebrating in celebration right now of thank you so much, thank you so much, thank you so much. How do coffee enemas affect my energy in the day? Well, I woke up at 3 a.m. I have been in the last 3 days. For my body's requesting a coffee enema at 3 a.m. It's everyone is sleeping. This is my own sacred time. It's divine time for my own ability, my body's ability to relax. And it's really vital in this time of me time. This is my me time, my divine align me time of coffee enema. And being nourished with phytonutrients in the system. So if you're chewing food, chew, right? Chewing food. And what it is that you're chewing depends on how you feel in your body, okay? So if you're chewing processed food, your gallbladder and the colander of your gallbladder may be, oftentimes is, loaded with bile, clogged. And in that clogging, and in that being clogged, whoa, the body is not functioning with ease because the gallbladder is clogged, and then you're living with some sort of malfunction in the system, which is the oolite in your body temple is on, and it shows up as allergies. Allergies play such a huge role in mass population. Mass population. What if you had no allergies ever again? What if a five-star booty brew up the wazoo is your answer to your own absolute freedom of any type of coagulation fuckery in the system? What if a coffee enema poop soup? What if poop soup is the answer to all of your complaining? But here's the thing too, guys, like honestly, people I know close to me are so bound to their story that they would rather tell their story of self-perpetuating misery and live with allergies and live in their misery and live in their story after story after story of why they're sick, rather than own their own wellness, reset, recalibrate, reboot their own system with a daily coffee enema flush, gallbladder flush, liver flush. They would rather be absolute in their misery. That's what's mind-altering to me, honestly. That's where the conundrum comes in for me as a holistic nutritionist as a biofield muscle testing QRA, quantum reflex analysis, muscle testing in the physiological body, finding out what the physiological body absolutely needs for optimization, potentialization within the system, a personalized water protocol, a personalized phytonutrient protocol, a personalized mineralization protocol. Most people, mass population, does not want to know what that is. It's just so much easier taking a Zyrtec or whatever the allergen fucked upness of taking a pill form, right? Being a part. A lot of people do not like Big Pharma, but they contribute to Big Pharma daily by taking some sort of delusionary pill that they think is helping them on repeat. That's like their daily thing, is take a pill and you'll feel better. Oh my God. How's that working for you? Ask yourself, how is this working for me? When really, and colonics are entirely different than coffee enemas. And why is that, you ask? Coffee enemas is in the sacred of your own domain, in your sacred space, in your home, in your bathroom, in your privacy. Nobody's coming into a room, right? It's about flow and ease. Flow and ease in the sacred space of your own domain. Okay. The other, which is a colonic, someone you don't know, who doesn't even do colonics. Most people that do their businesses don't actually do their own business on them, which is another incongruency that drives me absolutely batshit crazy, that people aren't congruent with their own work. Are you kidding me right now? Anyway, you shouldn't be doing at all the force of the forest and fuckery of, I don't know. I'm just all about coffee enemas because it's your own flow. I control my own. I am in control. I create my own reality. I own my own wellness. It's not up to somebody else sticking a tube up your pooper and coming in and checking on you, interrupting your whole entire thing, making you feel you're uncomfortable as is because it's a stranger. And then that tube and then the pressure. Dr. Marshall, who is my mentor, who's in the afterlife now, he reaches out to me. He transitioned out of his physical body about a year ago, maybe longer. And his whole thing was stay away from colonics because the force of the tubing and the force of the pressure can stretch out your intestinal. The whole entire thing is no, pass, no thank you. And coffee enemas are just, it's the ease of flow. It's the ease of unfucking yourself from the whole entire thing of force. No more force, only flow and ease. All life comes to me with ease, joy, grace, and unfuckery. And that's this energy presence of what it is right now for me. I can't believe I'm doing this actually right now because my brain, so it's a cerebral high, what coffee enemas, it's a little bit, not hard for me to talk right now, but it is. I'm doing a coffee enema simultaneously as I'm doing this, my second, I'm new to this podcasting whole thing. And I'm, where is this coffee enema? Where is it? So how it works is I grind, the coffee comes from PR Labs, Austin, Texas, Dr. Marshall's quantum nutrition brand of holistic nutrition, live cellular supplementation. Why do I use this specific coffee? Dr. Marshall combed the planet looking for, coffee grinds or coffee beans that muscle tested on. They've been picked at the most prime time of their ripeness, okay? There's no mold on these coffee beans. Most coffee beans are picked and they're moldy, and it's not healthy for you to ingest a moldy bean at all. And coffee is, when coffee is congruent with its ripeness and organic state and love put into the plant, and it's a whole entire sacred symbiotic thing is growing coffee. And also the people growing coffee and the energetics and frequencies and vibrational resonance of that coffee plant. And when it's picked, it's a whole system. It's a functioning sacred system. And Dr. Marshall, this coffee comes from Honduras. It's a blonde roast, or at least it came from Honduras when I went through schooling. I need to actually make sure and call PR Labs in the morning and make sure that what I'm speaking about is, and I'll give an update on that, because the way my podcastings are working, I'm being shown is to do follow-up podcasts on the topics. And I'm liking this idea so that I am living in the utmost congruency and integrity of what I'm talking about. So I will be doing a follow-up podcast on 5-star booty brews up the wazoo and poop soup, this whole thing of poop soup. And poop soup comes from, I have a dear one who is also doing coffee enemas. He's epic. He's actually doing, I'm going to have him on as a guest if he allows this to happen, talking about what he does for coffee enemas. He's actually doing 4 coffee enemas a day, and he's doing additives to his coffee enemas, which today in this coffee enema episode, I added castor oil, tangerine essential oil from Young Living, and also chlorella. And I want him to talk about what that is and why he taught me and what this is doing for the coffee enemas and what it's doing for the gallbladder, what it's doing for the liver. So Honduras, this specific coffee that I'm using comes from Honduras. It's a blonde roast. It's organic. It's specifically muscle test, QRA, quantum reflex analysis, muscle tests on for congruency to the body. Okay. Not everyone uses PR Labs coffee in their coffee enemas. They don't know that this brand or whatever, they're doing their own flow. Fine. Whatever. For me, this coffee muscle tests on, which is entirely my optimization and my potentialization and my congruency in my body, is this coffee going into this gallbladder, doing this gallbladder flush, doing this liver flush with ease. That's why I use this coffee. Okay. Everyone's going to be different. I muscle test everything. I muscle test everyone. I muscle test everything. I muscle test for myself. It's so important to learn and to get what it is to muscle test, because everybody's physiological body is different. And this for me matters. It matters so much. How can you go to someone, say a colonic, and just trust or know that that's what you're supposed to do? Or are you listening to other people going, go get a colonic, go get a colonic, go get a colonic? Then you go get that colonic and you're in there going, why the fuck am I in here? These people have no clue. Most of the time, even the colonic person does not look well, and they don't smell well, and they wear cologne and they wear perfumes and chemicals on their body and all this stuff. And you're lying there going, what the fuck am I lying here for with this tube and this stranger and all these scents? But you're not even aware of the scents because your body has quote unquote allergies. So you probably not even can scent these scents because you have been told to go get a colonic. When what if, when you learn how to muscle test yourself and others, you will then go, your body will say, don't do a colonic. That's not congruent for you. Go ahead and learn how to do your own booty brew up the wazoo at home in your own sacred space, in your own sacred domain, in your own quietude. Well, quietude, if you will, is this moment right now where I'm doing this podcast and this coffee still has not come out of me, and I'm literally tripping because I have to switch sides. Maybe that'll help. So this means to me that this coffee has hit my gallbladder and there's something magical happening in the release of a stuck and stagnant gallbladder, perhaps. My gallbladder may be absolutely releasing gallstones. So why do people have their gallbladder removed? What happens? Oftentimes, it's because of severe dehydration, eating food that does not support the gallbladder, does not support the body temple. What does that mean? It means that you're eating processed foods. And if your chew is man-made, where you're opening packages, that's man-made processed food, okay? When you eat raw alkaline food, your chew will look like this. And when I say chew, I mean chewing your food, which is God-made, comes from nature. It's from the root. It's from soil. It comes from a tree. It comes from a plant. It comes from a bush. It comes from being nature made. Nature's food. There's a difference between processed food, which is the standard American diet, which stands for SAD. Are you eating sad, fake fuckery, right? It's the difference between a fake houseplant to a real houseplant. And if you're eating fake food fuckery, guess what? You will slowly, you are in slow death mode. When you are feeding your body like the live houseplant that it is, guess what? You thrive. You're thriving. You're beaming. You're radiant. You're glowing from the inside throughout. Your organs are on. Your inner gut ecology is on. You are living. You are a life force that's on. You are clear-minded. You are sentient. Your oil light is off. Your garden of life is in absolute full bloom. Your root system is deep, runs deep. Your tree of life is nutrified and fortified. Your fruits that you're eating from your tree of life are feeding you because your inner organ system is lit up. I'm owning my own wellness. I live my own congruency of wellness. All of my symptoms, all of my diagnosis, all of my prognosis has completely left my body because I create my own reality. I am cellularly well. My gallbladder is happy. I am a life liver. My liver is happy. I am congruent in my body. Right? It looks like high, neutral, grounded. It's like high, but not spazzy. Can be spazzy because I'm a bit spazzy. Like I have energy for into eternity. My day is energized. I feel alive. That's why I do coffee enemas. That's why my daily grind. It's not about force. It's about flow. My daily grind, my only daily grind, is coffee grinds. This feeling right now is sensational. It's also a bit, it's like, when you're doing your own wellness and you're living your own congruency, it's not that it becomes lonely, but I'm unable to have conversations with people the same way I did before. And drinking, juicing, and my chew is different than most people's chew, and my friendships are starting to be different. Because, and it's not that it's a lonely thing, it's that I feel so good in my body that I'm no longer
willing, or my choices are no longer choices that are what they used to be. It's just, it's a different way of being. It's a different way of living. And this is not a diet. Diets don't work. This is a lifestyle. This is a daily lifestyle. I've not gotten to a place where I'm doing 4 coffee enemas a day. I just recently started doing 1 coffee enema a day by this dear friend saying, hey, maybe do a coffee enema a day and see what that's like for you. I was doing like maybe every other day, or I would do 3 consecutively, skip a day, and then do 2. It was not like this rhythm. Now it's daily. My body, my interior GPS of coffee enema calling, it's a coffee enema calling, has lately been 3 in the morning. And then I do an hour of meditation, Dr. Joe Dispenza's work. I sit upright, my eyes pop open, I leave horizontal and I go vertical. That's another podcast coming soon. Heaven on earth inside of my heart. That's energy erection. That's brain arousal. Meditation is my salvation, which is another form of celebration. Soon to come, coffee enema, 5-star booty brew up the wazoo, poop soup. This is my God self. I put myself in my appointment book of life. Do you want self-sovereignty? What does that look like for you? Do you have allergies? Do you have low energy? I ask you, I'm imploring in you, do I live my life in wellness, or am I suffering? Do I have pain in my body? Am I taking pills? Am I angry? Am I frustrated? Do I have road rage? Freeing up the liver from anger is one of the greatest gifts I have given to myself. Yesterday's podcast was about surrendering into the possibility of feeding one man, being in devotion and adoration to one man. Coffee enemas amplify looking at myself and freeing up myself from anything that's being hidden in myself. Any hidden emotion in myself is shown to me from stuck and stagnation of my liver. The liver stores emotions. I'm freeing up my liver daily to be shown ultimately my self-freedom, my happiness, my optimization, my joy, my bliss, my Angela bliss. Do you want this? Do you want bliss? I think you do. I'm pretty sure you do. If you like this, please send me any questions you have about coffee enema-ing. I've still seen no signs of where this frickin'... I'm pretty sure it was like 25 ounces of water. I don't know where it is, but thank you for listening. Hashtag awake with Angela Drake, zero filter. Episode 2, poop soup. Buzzing. I'm buzzing right now. Absolute buzzing. Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciative of this moment. Buzzing, brain buzz, coffee enema brain buzz. Thank you, thank you, thank you.